You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about today. All right, apparently a second teen has been accused in the beating death of World War II veteran, has been arrested. This was a horrible thing we had heard last week where one of our own that, sacrificed his life for our country was able to make it out of World War II alive just to end up ending his phenomenal life and service by getting beat to death by a couple of teens. I'm going to talk about how the second one has gotten arrested. Also, they say that many kids with ADHD may actually elicit traits of autism. So do many kids with autism have ADHD, or are we underdiagnosing autism with many of our ADHD kids? We need to talk about that. Bladder cancer, not a fun subject. We talked a little bit about it in the first hour as one of our callers asked about blood coming out of his urethra, not necessarily with his semen. We were talking about hematospermia as well. But they say fruits and vegetables definitely found to decrease risk of bladder cancer in women. Always a plus. Then I guess a bunch of people get sick after eating a guinea pig at a Minnesota festival. I don't know much about guinea pigs. Not really too sure, but I guess they make some good eats. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A subject we had wanted to talk about in the first hour, as I guess Colin Powell now has spoken out, predicting that the Republican attempts to pass voter ID laws is going to backfire. And the debate of voter ID laws is never going to end. You know, we got the 2014 midterms. We have then the 2016 election coming up. So it's going to be a very volatile type of subject that's been going back and forth with voter IDs. ID laws, and I'm still a little confused how you need an ID for everything else, to cash a check, to buy alcohol, to get an apartment, to I guess for almost anything, right? But to vote, you don't need the ID. And from what we're understanding, we're hearing that some states are going to possibly be moving towards mail ballots, okay? Because voter ID laws, from what we're being told, is discriminatory, and it hurts minorities. I don't understand. I thought we make IDs very easy for everybody to get, okay? I mean, I thought that it's very easy for you to get an ID, right? If you're a citizen, very easy to get an ID. In fact, I thought it was mandated to get an ID. So, many of you had asked me about, how things are coming politically and, where I think we're going. And I don't really like to talk politics as much on the show because I like to kind of stick to the medical stuff. But it's going to be rough. There's not a lot of rhyme or reason. It's very slanted to one side. And if you don't have to prove you live here or prove who you are to vote, there's no way to control, no way. I mean, even people voting for Republicans. I mean, there's just no way to, I don't want to use the word control, but there's no way to prevent fraud if you don't have to show an ID and then have it in the system that you can't vote twice. It just doesn't make sense. There's a lot of John Smiths. There's a lot of Mary Smiths. There's a lot of, it just, to me, doesn't make sense. And I don't know why the government, in this day and age and in this digital age, where we could use fingerprints, we could do retina scans. I mean, there's a bunch of things we could do to have to go back to a paper and pencil mailing of ballots, if that's how we have to do it, so we don't step on anybody's toes, to me that makes absolutely no sense. And I don't understand why anything I need to do, I have to carry my ID. I can't even walk into Sam's Club without an ID. So I'm just not insulted if you tell me that I have to show ID to vote, because I have to show ID for everything else. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got also some cool stories I want to talk about. Apparently a man born with his heart outside his abdomen. I posted this picture on Facebook. You can actually see the heart through the skin. I mean, not so much the chambers. He just had a life-changing surgery, doing well. That's always kind of cool in the medical field when some organ goes rogue. Maybe not cool for the patient, but pretty good to talk about. All right, let's go to the phone lines and get to some of your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, hi, this is Ed. I got a question. I've been developing these horrendous blood blisters underneath my skin on my arms. I was one of the Marines, just one out of millions of Marines that may have been poisoned at Camp Lejeune. What kind of test do I have to go through to find out if I actually did come in contact with Agent Orange?
Wow. First of all, thank you for your service. Wow, thank you. There's a couple issues here. Okay. First of all, I mean, the VA should probably be one of your first sources to go to, because I think the VA is the most equipped. And I think we're coming up on break, so we're going to talk about this a little bit more. But if you are getting blood blisters under the skin, I wouldn't, if you think there's going to be a lengthy process of you being evaluated for Agent Orange, I would concomitantly start getting checked out by a dermatologist in case those blood blisters are not associated with Agent Orange. You see what I mean? Okay, I mean, if you're starting to get purpura or some desquamating skin type condition that has nothing to do with Agent Orange, we want you to start getting treatment anyway, whether it's Agent Orange related or not. But don't go away, because we'll talk about what you do. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have 4 opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by 2 lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. All right, so a previous caller wants to know about Agent Orange. And he's starting to get some blood blisters on his arms. What could that mean? Could it be from Agent Orange? Let's just quickly kind of review some of the health effects of Agent Orange. You know, these blood blisters that people get on their skin could absolutely be from Agent Orange. And it doesn't necessarily have to happen acutely. Okay? I know, you know, many people who were exposed, it happened back in, I guess, between 1962 and 1975. And so you could have after effects of this decades later. Okay, so here we are 40, 50 years later. That's, absolutely, you know, you want to have that index of suspicion. And the U.S. Institute of Medicine back in 2009 did cite sufficient evidence, okay, to Agent Orange exposure and the dioxin, okay, which is the bad guy in Agent Orange, okay, the bad chemical, to soft tissue sarcoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a chronic lymphocytic leukemia, including hairy cell leukemia, which is a form of leukemia we've talked about on the show, but I can always review, Hodgkin's disease, chloracne. And then there's also been evidence that links to prostate cancer, multiple myeloma, Parkinson's, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, spina bifida in your offspring. other types of cancer, and a skin condition called porphyria cutanea tarda. It's basically a blood and skin disorder. The porphyria is kind of we call vampire syndrome, where when you're out in the sun, you start to blister. You're very anemic because of the blood that gets eaten up and the lack of it's an inborn error of metabolism that affects the blood cells and the hemoglobin production. And so these people are lighter. They have to avoid the sun, and they're anemic, and they crave iron, hence craving blood type of thing, even though they're not really vampires. That's where we believe the vampire myth came from these people with porphyria. And so the dioxin is the toxic pollutant that we believe is the culprit to many of these illnesses. It's not water-soluble. It doesn't degrade easily, according to MakeAgentOrangeHistory.org, pretty good website. It clings to soil particles carried by water runoff, so it isn't water-soluble, so it doesn't dissolve. All right, so it could be consumed by fish and waterfowls and mollusks, and then you eat it and you get it into your system. So they think 2.8 million U.S. veterans were exposed, and those were the boots on the ground, soldiers and heroes in Vietnam during 62 to 75. But we don't know the numbers of people or U.S. civilians. From Vietnamese civilians, we don't know if it's anywhere from 2 to 4.5 million. But we don't know about other post-Vietnam or non-military that got exposed as well. So if you think you had an issue with Agent Orange and you think you could have been one of them, a victim to Agent Orange poisoning, we always tell you to go through your VA. Barely the VA has an Agent Orange registry system. It's supposed to be free, no copay. There's really no Agent Orange test per se. From what I understand in the VA system, and correct me if I'm wrong, they'll do the physical exam and they'll treat you as things come. But the actual dioxin test, which is very expensive, and even though it is doable, they aren't mass producing the test or massively doing it. So you could be, I guess, tested for possible dioxin exposure, but from what I understand, it's not inexpensive enough to do on a mass level. So what they do is they give you your free exam. They allow you to be, in this registry, whereas they get updates, they give them to you. You could come to them for issues that you think was related to the Agent Orange. And I guess you're eligible if you were a veteran that served in Vietnam between 62 and 75. Doesn't matter how long, whether it was a day, couple years, doesn't matter. If you were in river patrol, swift boats, operate on the inland waterways. This is according to the VA website. I guess the Brown Water Veterans Korea. If you were at the DMZ anytime between 68 and 71, you're also eligible. Thailand, stationed in Thailand, etc. So there. If you want to see if you're eligible, I definitely recommend to go to the United States Department of Veteran Affairs website, and they'll talk to you about military exposures and what you qualify for. So just to wrap this up, Agent Orange can cause a lot of medical problems that we could see years down the line, especially in terms of cancer, lung disease, heart disease, diabetes, etc. Go to your VA to at least get into the registry, start getting examined, being able to be able to tap in on some healthcare resources as you need them. But if you can't wait, okay, because that process could take a long time and you're already developing certain blood blisters and other things, you know, I have to assume it may not be Agent Orange, and I don't want you to get denied by the VA months later. Just go and get yourself checked. You know, you could always then try to, even though I want you to contact the VA directly, I don't want you suffering with something thinking it's Agent Orange. Meanwhile, you're getting more and more sick, and you could have seen a doctor and gotten this taken care of. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in the first hour, we were talking about this new discovery for diabetes, where they found a rogue protein called the TXNIP that they believe nails these beta cells in the pancreas that produce insulin. And if it doesn't kill the cell, it kind of goes in with a double whammy. And we talked about how insulin is so necessary for diabetics, whether you're type 1 or type 2, because it's kind of the key to the door. Getting the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell or the hallway into the room, you need the key to the door. That's basically what insulin does. And they think they found the protein that hurts the beta cells in the pancreas. Now, if they could figure out what makes this tick, this thioredoxin interacting protein, this TXNIP, then they could hopefully tackle this and allow diabetics to regroup and hopefully beta cells regenerate, or whatever beta cells are kind of weak, allow them to regain their strength. Pretty cool stuff, okay? Now, I guess Dr. Anaf Shalev, director of the UAB Comprehensive Diabetes Center and senior author of the paper, her with Guanlong Zhu, found that TXNIP can tell the beta cells to make it less insulin. So your beta cells may want to work, but it kind of stops them from doing it. All right. There's some sort of mechanism where it triggers the beta cells to make this genetic material, this microRNA 204, that interferes with another molecule, some transcription factor that would otherwise turn on the insulin gene. So by a series of these genes, it causes this cascade that basically screws up your pancreas. Now, I have discovered, which I'm sure I'm not the only one, I'm sure many of us doctors out there have discovered a newer type of diabetes that just doesn't fit the mold of type 1 or type 2. And it's these 20-year-olds or 24, 25-year-olds that all of a sudden become very viciously diabetic. They were fine as a kid. They're not really that overweight for it to be a middle-aged type 2 diabetes. And all of a sudden, within a period of a year, they go from zero to insulin, needing insulin, like nothing. And it's a rapidly progressive diabetes that I don't know if was it a virus that hurt the pancreas? Was it some sort of chemical exposure? What the hell is going on with this? And so I do think that something acutely could happen to you that starts to screw things up. And something like the pancreas, you don't want to mess with. You know, when we did our surgery rotations at school, you don't blank with the pancreas. That was what we'd learn in surgery, okay? But from also an internal medicine or family medicine or endocrinological medicine, you mess with the pancreas, it's hard to get back. It really is. You get pancreatic cancer, whoa, nilly. So, you know, if they could figure out some of these mechanisms that screw up what your pancreas is trying to do, they could really advance diabetes treatment. I guess the latest number is 65 million people have diabetes. I think it's higher because I'm noticing we're picking up diabetes a lot earlier, and I'm already calling it on patients saying, look, you're pre-diabetic. If you don't want me to call diabetes because your insurance will have a cow, let me just tell you, I think you're turning diabetic. All right? Definitely. And, yeah, maybe their sugar isn't enough to call it. Maybe their glycohemoglobin isn't enough to call it, but I think a lot of us, now that the labs have lowered their levels down and they bold and they say high next to the value, when we check your hemoglobin A1C, if it's over 5.7, looks at how sugary your blood cells are, many of us are calling it now. We're calling it early. And we're saying, look, I think you're turning diabetic, but we're not saying you're diabetic. So you don't get the diagnosis. You aren't put on medication because you're pre-diabetic. We're going to just make you do diet and exercise and watch what you eat. But I would love to be able to, on our more severe patients, be able to nip it in the bud. Great going, researchers. Keep it up. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Valley.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us are rejoicing that the kids are back to school. Something that I found out was pretty cool is, I guess, in Chicago, the Safe Passage Program allowed police officers to help guard kids going back to school. I guess Mayor Rahm Emanuel called Monday a new beginning for the district. Plan to join students walking to O'Toole Elementary in the West Inglewood neighborhood on the city's south side. I guess the Chicago Board of Education voted in May to close about 50 schools and programs. And I guess this would allow the district to improve academics, help pay down a billion-dollar budget deficit. But apparently critics have said those school closings would cause minority students to be disproportionately affected, that many students would now have to cross dangerous gang boundaries. So families sued, federal judge said, no, we're still going to let the plan go into effect. But I guess what happened today and over the last couple of days, police then would offer an escort. All right. I think that's still pretty expensive, but apparently there have been a number of shootings along the Safe Passage routes this summer, including one in the Uptown neighborhood on the north side last Monday. Five were injured and one of the men had died last week. Remember? So, I love the idea of improving kids' safety. I love it. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, have armed guards, have police officers. That's great. From what I understand, CPS hired an additional 600 workers at a rate of $10 per hour to supplement an existing program known as Safe Passage. These newly hired workers include Chicago firefighters, security guards from local public libraries, etc. They had a training session. I love it. I think that's great. Wonderful. Now, I don't know much about the economics, closing the schools, but then paying for the increased security at the other schools. I'm not sure if they're still ahead of the game. But as far as I'm concerned, Safe Passage to school, I love. Now, many of us, we had to ride the bus. We had to walk to the bus stop and then ride the bus. Pretty dangerous as it is, okay? I mean, even if we didn't have to worry about guns or knives or whatever, a horrible thought for a kid. Boy, did we get bullied and beat up before school. So something like that just makes you smile, that you're glad the kids get to have that sort of an escort. I'm sure nobody's bothering them with that big police officer or firefighter next to them in the street. Way to go. Cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Eating fresh raspberries may boost fertility in both men and women. Now, I know men kind of look at raspberries and a lot of these girly fruits as girly fruits. You don't really see a lot of men order the salad. You don't see a lot of men order a nice little berry bowl for dessert. Okay, it's not very manly. But I got to tell you, it may boost your sperm, and that's manly enough. Apparently, these berries contain high, high levels of vitamin C. And they think that could play a key role in upping your testosterone. They also have a lot of magnesium. And they think it actually protects sperm from oxidative stress. So they looked at men over 44 with the highest intake of vitamin B, C. Now, vitamin C is also in potatoes. It's also in broccoli. It's also in raspberries, and 20% had less damage to their sperm DNA than men who didn't. Now, they say if you have one portion of raspberries, it provides the same amount of vitamin C as eating 173 grapes. Is that cool or what? See, these fruits differ on their water content. Sometimes the more sour, the smaller, the more packed they are. Grapes these days are larger in that they have a lot more fluid in them, a lot more water. The true grapes from our grandparents and our great-grandparents' days were smaller and smaller. True grapes were about the size of blueberries. Now, I know blueberries are starting to increase in size also. I mean, these fruits are getting huge these days, but your grapes used to be really, really sour. Today's grapes, since they're so full of water and they're enlarged, they probably aren't as packed with the vitamin C as they used to. But also, your more tart berries will definitely carry more of these vitamins than your more loosey-goosey water-type fruits, like your watermelon. I mean, you still get vitamin C in them, but it's nothing like a packed raspberry. Now, they say for women, the antioxidants in the fruit decrease the risk of miscarriage after conception. So, I don't know if they've done a study where they take a whole bunch of pregnant women, tell them all to eat raspberries and see who miscarries and who doesn't. It's kind of a hard, study to do, but it's cool nonetheless. I dig fruit because it helps me poop. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of hoopla of San Diego Mayor Bob Filner resigning and his possible replacement, DeMaio, San Diego City Councilman Carl DeMaio, who was allegedly caught masturbating in the public City Hall bathroom facilities a couple years ago. Not sure how that would pan out. Some people say no big deal because it wasn't affecting other people. Other people are kind of concerned as to what is so erotic in City Hall to cause a person to decide to pleasure themselves in the bathroom. I don't know. I'm not really, I've never been to San Diego City Hall, but who knows? Maybe there are pictures on the wall. I don't know. All right, so we'll keep you guys posted on what's going on with San Diego politics as we get more. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, these are the stories that are out there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, in a little bit over 35 days, whether you're listening to this broadcast delayed or not, 38, 37 days, whatever, the opening of the Obamacare insurance exchanges are supposed to take place. Okay? And several studies are saying the ignorance about those marketplaces is going to is going to be the cause of Obamacare's demise. You think, really? You're going to blame it on not spending enough money to educate people on this, and that's why Obamacare is going to fail? Obamacare is going to fail because it was a stupid plan. Anyway, according to a troubling conclusion, they say, at least one study this year, awareness about the new healthcare law has declined among some groups for more than 3 years after this Obamacare was signed. Maybe the reason why many of us are confused is because the government, before the 2014 elections, midterm elections, decided, you want to know what, we're going to kind of put off a couple of the Obamacare rulings, a part of the law. We know it's law, but we're going to put it off, okay, just so we could get through the election. Maybe that's what's confusing people, all right? So I guess in this study, they say 22% of adults aged 18 to 64 had heard a lot or some about the insurance exchanges, but 45% said they knew nothing at all about them. Okay? And I think it's because states don't even know how to bring this into the public eye. I mean, are we supposed to see commercials? Are we supposed to be getting something in the mail? Are we supposed to be getting emails? And then many of us are like, are you telling me we're going to be able to get health insurance for $99 a month on this thing? Or are you going to show us the same $700 to $900 a month plans, but decorate it with a nice pretty border? Okay, I mean, you know, what are you dishing to us? Now, part of the Affordable Health Care Act does allow for funding for the government to hire their own workers to help propagate the good that Obamacare does, and quote-unquote, educate them. We're a little confused whether it's going to be really propaganda or education. But from what we understand, 73% of adults between ages 19 and 21 are unaware of the marketplaces. They don't know where to go. They don't know. Now, you know, I watch CNN and Fox pretty much equally, okay? I haven't really seen any of them talk about it, too. I don't see websites. I don't see where to go. I don't know if employers are supposed to have meetings for their employees. It's kind of a big cluster right now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You've thought about it for years.
Well, the time is now.
You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong.
Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice.
The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes. Anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Holly writes, Doctor, what is the ideal health plan we should pick when we walk into these exchanges? Are there any pitfalls we should know about? I have a family of four, husband and two young children. When I asked her pediatrician, she didn't have any idea. Who can help me? Okay, so as the headlines have been kind of rolling out saying get ready for the October 1 healthcare exchanges, and we're supposed to be all excited that these are happening. We're finding that there's more and more people who have absolutely no idea what the hell is supposed to be happening. And so I would probably say the best person to talk to wouldn't be a government website, but would probably be an insurance broker. Right? So whoever got your insurance, like for example, for us, we use NevadaBenefits.com here in Las Vegas. When we had to get insurance for the office, et cetera, we went through them. So they were able to tell us what United costs, Aetna, Blue Cross, whatever, state-run plans, et cetera. So those guys would probably be able to break it down, and you don't have the government bias, or you don't have as much political bias, because these are, yeah, some of you will say, well, you have the insurance company bias, but here's the thing. They're supposed to give you, by law, the breakdown in an unbiased form. And by breakdown, what your copay would be, what your premiums would be, what your out-of-pocket expenses. Now, health insurances aren't supposed to have caps, okay? They aren't supposed to stop you from pre-existing conditions. They're supposed to cover birth control, okay? But your insurance, which is nice compared to things in the past. What's not so nice is there may be a lot of things they don't cover, or the coverage you think you're getting could be a very bare bottom minimum. Okay? Like, for example, Yeti, you may think, okay, you'll be able to get weight loss surgery. Well, if the bariatric surgery is cheaper than some of these gastric sleeves, that may be the only surgery you could get. Okay? One of my patients was not able to get a vaginal hysterectomy. She had to get an abdominal hysterectomy. Now, people have been doing vaginal hysterectomies for a while. What the hell is up with that? You know, and why would that even be cheaper? It makes no sense. So, you would need somebody to walk you through these plans. Now, also with the law, they're supposed to be easy to read. It's not supposed to be like a legal contract where you need to hire somebody to help you read through it. You can't be lazy about this. You got to be able to read it. And from what I understand, they're supposed to be making these at least this, or at the most like a sixth grade level. But I would say use your insurance broker. Now, many of you, you don't know, okay, should I pay a $20 copay, $25 copay? Is it better to pay a $50 copay? I don't know if it's better, because it really depends on how many times you go to the doctor. So if for example, you're healthy and you just need to go to the doctor for your pap smear, and even though physicals, I think, are supposed to be covered, but let's say you only need to go in maybe a couple times a year for your Viagra. Well, two $50 copays equal $100. You might as well take the cheaper monthly premiums. But if you're a diabetic or have high blood pressure and your doctor's like, look, you know, we're switching the medicines. Let me see you back in a couple weeks. Or you have some renal insufficiency. I need to monitor your salts a little closer. You're probably going to be going into that doctor a little bit more often. And then you're going to want the cheaper copay. You're going to want to pay as little out of pocket. Now, one of you had written me, this was very interesting. It was a couple weekends ago, on when are doctors allowed to waive copays and when can't they? One of you was told by your doctor that it would be construed as insurance fraud, and you got tired of paying a copay every time they came into the doctor. Okay, or you came into the doctor. Very, very interesting topic. Okay, doctors maybe write off your bills, they negotiate with you, etc. And insurance companies have actually called us and asked us to do that. I mean, it's crazy. They're not supposed to. They're not allowed. But we've had people where the insurance company's like, you know what, you got to cut them some slack. You know, I know they no-showed and they had to, you know, it was a new onset diabetes and they had to go to the hospital. I'm like, what are you doing here? Then pay us. I mean, you can't tell us to keep writing off and then writing off again and writing off again. So the safest thing for a doctor to do, if they don't want to get in trouble for insurance fraud, where it's insurance fraud, is if you charge Joe a copay for the exact same type of visit, but you don't charge Maria, okay, that's discrimination. You are not allowed to charge two patients two different things. If Joe is black and Maria is white, and Joe pays his copay, but Maria, you like, and because, I don't know, she's a friend of yours or something, or she dropped off some Mary Kay products for your staff, you waive her copay. You can't do that. that is would be considered insurance fraud. Because you still bill the insurance for that visit. Okay? Now, you know, doctors maybe do things over the phone for free all the time for patients. But if you're actually seeing a patient in an office and you're billing the visit and the insurance company writes most of it off, pays you, let's say, $5.72 and says you have to charge a $25 copay for the patient and you don't, you can't do that for the other patient who's black, not your friend, etc. So that's why a doctor should treat everybody the same. Same thing with medications. You don't treat somebody with one medicine over another, right? You know, based on what they could pay, etc. You treat everybody the same. Then allow the insurance to say, I'm not going to cover it, and then switch it. But I can't stand it when I see medical students or people in training go, you know what, they can't afford it. They told me they're having money problems, so I'm just going to write them. I'm just going to hold off on the MRI. No, 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 no. Now, if somebody needs an MRI, they need an MRI regardless of what they could pay, regardless of the race, gender, creed, whatever. You treat all patients the same. You order the same test for everybody. If it's the same illness, same test. If the patient complains that there's a cost issue, let them tell you they deny the test. The reason why so many doctors get sued out there is because they don't order the test because they go, well, the patient couldn't afford it. And then in the middle of the court case, they go, well, of course I could have afforded it. I could have borrowed the grand from my family member. Why did you judge me before? Why didn't you allow the test for me when you offer it to everybody else? Which is why we always tell healthcare providers, treat everybody the same. Okay? There's no sense to underorder or undertreat because you're worried about finances. Once you offer the patient and then you go into the financial discussion, yes, you could try to find some cheaper alternatives. I tell the patient, look, here's your MRI. If you don't want it, you don't have to do it, but at least you have it if you change your mind or if you come into some money that you think will allow you to get the test done. Okay? But in the meantime, we could handle your growing abdominal mass by prayer or something like that. I don't know what to say. So your job when you look at insurance, don't spend time trying to figure out how to negotiate with the doctor. If you want to negotiate with doctors, then you probably are going to have to do the cash VIP, MD, concierge type of thing where you just pay the doctors cash up front and they handle you for the year. But trying to think that you could finagle throughout the year is going to be kind of tough. Because if they do it for one, they got to do it for all. And now, some of them have a policy. Okay, if you're going to come in to see the nurse, if you're going to come in and do this, we don't charge you for copays, period. We don't charge you for the lab draws because the lab is going to charge you. So sometimes if the doctor treats everybody the same, if it's a basic rule, they could do that. But like many of your doctors charge for flu shots, they can't. You know, yes, insurance would like them billed for it, and then they write the whole thing off. But you notice many of your doctors will charge for flu shots. They could do it as long as they treat everybody the same. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hang me down, hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down, hang me down in a little white church.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.